my agenda for coming is to work with you in the period of time that we have so that whatever the yearning is that brought you here, and some of it you may know and some of it you may not know. I don't know why I'm here, really. I mean, I have 100 different ideas about it. But one of my intentions about being here, and it's usually my intention whenever I'm working with a group of people, is that you will fall back in love with what you love most. Okay? And remember it, reconnect with it in such a way that it is a passion for you that taps into life on such a deep level, your hope and your grief, your fears and your sorrow, to such a degree that you can't help being fully present in the moments that are given to you to live, in which to live. And that part of that would be that whether you have a regular meditation practice or an irregular meditation practice, or you have never had a meditation practice, that you will leave at the end of the day with a very, very strong commitment to have your ass on the cushion or on a chair every day, no matter what, as if your life depended on it. And it is my view that it does. What happens on the cushion doesn't matter. In some way, it doesn't have to be a cushion. It doesn't even have to be sitting. But my hope is that in some way or another, the passion ignites or reignites for taking your life in your hands and living it as if it mattered completely. And it does. Independent of your situation. And no one can do that for you. And it's not to sort of set up some kind of expectation on my part that you got to sit every day and now you'll feel guilty. Oh, John thought I was going to sit or wants me to sit. It's nothing like that. Nothing like that. It has nothing to do with anything like that. It's just that the hope is that something will, you know, rise up within you in a way that just builds on everything that's already risen up in you and that's rising up in you all the time. It's called life. And it really is a celebration of what we have, of things as they are, and the full spectrum of what it is that we are and who it is that we are. There's a wonderful poem that was written by Derek Walcott, who is the Trinidadian poet. Some of you may know this. I learned it from David White. It's called Love After Love, and it goes like this. The time may come when with elation you will greet yourself arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to yourself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you have ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life.